usually in February.
This is a fairly quiet month. We don't have new crop production numbers, obviously. I think a lot of the attention will be focused on the March 31st prospective plantings report.
But having said that, USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber points out February's crop production and world supply and demand reports are providing interest through what is happening abroad.
The biggest event that has influenced our numbers has been what's been going on in South America, in particular the drought in Argentina and also in the southern portions of Brazil. That's affected world wheat numbers, it's affected soybean numbers, and our numbers reflect that.
And world corn production estimates are down 4.6 million tons due to a 3 million ton decrease in Argentinian corn production forecast. World wheat and soybean prices are up based on the lower world supply created by Argentina's lower production estimates. And
our export numbers are close to record levels for soybeans because of the fact that we're expecting less soybeans out in the world market.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.